in a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen.
Hi, welcome to the Soulful Leader. We are so excited to be here today. And I was just having a moment out in my garden this morning, and I thought, what a great topic for discussion is questions. Having a question. And the reason I was in the garden, I was like kind of weeding and a little bit, and I have nasturtiums, and I planted these nasturtiums with just a couple of seeds. And it was so fascinating to me because the nasturtiums just over like flowed with abundance of seeds. Like I could plant so much more. And I got thinking about this, and I brought this up to Marin because she's an avid gardener. And Marin's question was like, you know, this is so interesting. Like, how is this related to the empowering questions that we wanted to talk to you all today? So Marin, would you like to share what you shared with me about that relationship between over like caring and abundance of seeds with empowering questions?
Yeah, I love gardening, as you know. Like you said, I'm an avid gardener. And I think that the draw of gardening to me is that abundance. It's like nature just keeps giving and giving. And when I think about an empowering question, so let's first talk to or address what is an empowering question. So when I think about an empowering question, throughout our days, our brains ask lots of questions, and usually they are disempowering questions. Things like, how could you be so stupid? What were you thinking? Oh my God. You know, like that, you can hear yourself, right? You can hear all of those little things that la, 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 the little brain is just going at it, right? And it has a field day with us. Those are disempowering questions. And shifting to an empowering question, if you think about improv, the rules of improv are always yes and. And what yes and does, why that's a rule of improv, is that when energy gets stopped, it takes a lot to get it going again. Basic physics, right? Something in motion continues in motion. That's true for the energy. And so when you say no, when you stop something, the energy actually stops. And so for improv, yes and takes the energy and rolls it to the next thing. And an abundant, go ahead.
So a lot of it has to do with our thinking. Just like I was kind of relating it back to the plant, right? The plant is always reproducing. It's always in motion.
Yes.
Whether it's evolving or de-evolving, like it's decaying, it's always giving life. It's an ecology. And this is where we're shifting in the Soulful Leader, is that we're having our mindset look at a different way of doing business, a different way of being in relationship with ourselves, a different way around leadership. And this whole improv is like, when there's a thought in motion, it's going to keep going until it stops. And so when
until something stops it, because if you have a devolving thought, meaning like, why are you so stupid? What's going to stop that thought? Right? So it will continue, like you said. Yeah.
And the witness of our questions are always led in our life. So if we're saying, why am I so stupid? Our part of our brain, the reticular activating system of our brain, is constantly going to make you right. So it's going to show you all the ways that you're stupid, all the ways that things aren't working, all the ways that you aren't safe, that you can't trust, or whatever it is that you're disempoweringly engaging that energy. And that is like the plant. It's going to literally die. It's no longer going to reproduce, and it's not going to give back.
Well, and so one of the things that our listeners may not realize is that our brains are question answering machines. That's what they do. And you can see that in a child. You know, when we're trained as children to stop asking all those questions, right? Why is the sky blue? Why is this? We're curious, and our brains are curious. So it will seek the answer to the questions that we ask. And this is bringing it full circle. This is why it's so important, especially for us as leaders, to stop the disempowering questions and start asking empowering questions. The way I think of a plant is that its goal is to reproduce. And so it's always in that improv mindset of yes, and I've got sunlight and I'm going to do this. I've got water and I'm going to do that. Even I don't have the things I need and I'm still going to reproduce. I'm still going to. It's got that very clarity. It's got a lot of clarity of mission. And so it's very abundant because it answers that question all the time. And so if we can shift those disempowering questions and change that energy to an empowering question and get that energy rolling, like, why am I so blessed?
Why am I so happy?
Why is this day so amazing? And set your brain up to start answering that question. Imagine the difference that you'll have in your life.
So I've heard it said before, it's like, if you want to know what questions you've been asking, take a look at what's going on in your life. So if things aren't working the way you would like them to do, there's probably a disempowering question that's leading it. So just like we're saying, you know, why isn't this working? And then the brain, that answering machine, is going to constantly set up all the reasons why it's not working. And you're going to pay attention to that, conscious or unconsciously, that's what's going to happen. So if you're noticing this in your life, you can change the question.
Yeah. And it sounds very simple. And it actually is very simple. And oftentimes our brains we're looking for the complex answer, not the simple answer. So we just bypass that. We're like, oh, it can't be that easy. And actually it is. It does take attention, which we are not very good at. The stuff that's been running in the background, we just let it run. We don't pay attention to it. And we are so scattered, and our society has promoted this scattered, short, you know, everyone talks about how much shorter our attention span has gotten. And taking that power back and saying that doesn't have to be the way that it is, I can actually train myself to pay attention. And even when you listen to the words, pay attention, right? We pay our attention, just like we pay money for something. Where our attention goes is where our currency goes, where our current goes. And it's just like money. It really is like money. So when we can take our, literally, like I said, take our power back and choose how we're going to, what we're going to pay our attention to, and start paying attention to the empowering and where, catching yourself, where are all the places where I do that? And it's quite amazing. I know when I do it for myself, when I stop, I'm amazed at how many negative or disempowering questions still run through my head.
I mean, a lot of that is conditioning, is what we're saying, right? It is a simple concept. It's only challenging and difficult because we haven't conditioned ourselves. We haven't practiced it enough. And so we're defaulting back in an old conditioning that may have happened when you were just a little child, of when people shut you down to say, oh, stop asking questions. Can you just accept the way it is? And we have to recondition ourselves. We have to break that old way or that old habit and then say, okay, today I'm going to start off with a question. So this is a great practice to do for you all. Start off with a question that you would like to live into, that you would like to see happen in your life. Like that simple thing of like, why am I so happy? Or why am I so healthy? Or why is everything working out for the better for me? Like why, you know, asking these questions, how is it that I am so healthy and happy and extraordinary? And I mean, be curious, be like that child, be like that 2, 3, 4 year old, because that actually is our true self. That is the truth of who we are. We're here in wonder, and that's going to help you be more present, more loving, more connected to that flow of currency that Marin's speaking of.
So one of the things that I do as a leader, and I just started to implement this and it's made a huge difference, is when I walk into my business, that's why I one of our coaches has talked to us about what he calls entering practice. So when you move from one thing in your life to another thing in your life, rather than having the energy bleed over, stop the one thing and move consciously with clarity into the next. So that for me is an entering practice. And when I shift into my business mode, I choose an empowering question to ask about my business. And like, for example, if I go into my team meeting, the question that I start running in my brain is, how is it that all of my team members are the most amazing beings in the world? And that's then the answer that I get is I get to see the phenomenalness that I'm surrounded with, instead of what often happens for us as leaders is because we're responsible, we think that it's best for us to find all the faults, right? When we do our reviews and we have to find all the faults so that we can fix those people. Try it for a week, doing it a different way. And it's so much more empowering, not only for you, but for your team and for your business. It can shift your business literally overnight, literally.
And it'll lift you up rather than drag you down. And for some of you out there that are saying, but yeah, but I really value them when I discover what isn't working so I can change it. So that's exactly what you do. If you catch yourself saying a disempowering question, then literally say, oh, there it is. There's that disempowering question. Let me turn that into an empowering question. That can be your doorway to shift the energy and shift the focus. You're still going to be able to uplift and move that currency towards your ideal. And it's going to be gentler and kinder for you.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, it's not putting on rose colored glasses and saying, well, I won't ever see anything that's wrong. You'll still have, it's a gentler process, like Stephanie said, and it just makes everything more compassionate and easier flowing rather than that hard. Like life does not have to be hard and painful. It's actually not. It's joyful and beautiful. And wouldn't it be nice to step into that and let go of the need for it to be hard and painful?
Exactly. I mean, let's face it, we are so conditioned to be human doers instead of human beings. Like we're always trying to do something. And if everybody's always trying to do something, no one's receiving. And therefore, your doing has nowhere to go. So we also need to practice letting it in and letting it come. And so when you're asking an empowering question, you are actually open to being receptive to the answer. You're not pushing it away. You're actually going, huh, I'm open to receiving. And just like the nasturtiums that were overflowing with abundance, I was paying attention. And we pay attention to things that we love. Or at least we are willing to pay attention to things that we love a lot easier than the things that we want to be, you know, we want to push away. So,
and I just want to take it back to like the rules of improv. The reason that improv works is because we're taking the energy and rolling with it and finding, instead of telling somebody that they're wrong in what they thought or what they said, you say, okay, if I were to work with that, what could I do? What could I do to take that and make it even better? And when I think about my business from that perspective, and I'm always rolling with what is there instead of saying, no, that's not good, I want to change it. And there are definitely things I want to change. I can say, yes, that happened. And I want to change it. So I haven't stopped the energy. I've allowed the energy to keep flowing. And now I have all of the energy that was there, plus my energy moving towards how can I change that? How can I make that even more amazing? Or how can I make that different? So just retraining ourselves. And for a lot of our listeners, this may be the first foray into this that you've considered. And so there's all these yeah buts.
So I would love to invite you all. So I know when I first learned how to do this, it was really challenging for me to think of an empowering question. I was really stuck because I was so conditioned about the disempowering because I wanted to grow. I wanted to be better. And so I was very focused. So for all of you listeners out there, we would love for you to share your empowering questions with us. We'd love to. It's like a nourishment that we can all just add to it. And so If you are so inclined, please find us on Facebook, the Soulful Leader Podcast, or on our website, and we would love to hear from you. Send us an email.
Great. Yeah. I would love to get into that discussion because even if you have questions about empowering questions, let's discuss those because as leaders, we know when we have a question, it not only helps us, it helps everyone around us. So yeah, let's get into that discussion. Please do visit us on our Facebook page or on our website, poke at us. We'd love to hear from you. We hope you have a wonderful week and we will chat with you next week.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.